This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. May 4th, pandemic.news update. Big, loud message to President Trump today. Dear President Trump, drop the pharma felons. Why is our president jumping in with Big Pharma to try to push 300 million doses of coronavirus vaccines before the end of this year? The only way you can accomplish that is by skipping all the quality control, skipping the clinical trials. I mean, I thought when Trump was running for president, he was skeptical of vaccine safety. He knows that vaccines cause autism. He knows that the vaccine industry has a bunch of crooks and liars. And he's got Dr. Fauci right next to him, one of the worst criminals against humanity that the death science industry has ever produced. I mean, there are credible accusations now that Dr. Fauci should face the death sentence if found guilty of being involved in the genetic engineering of this biological weapon. It's pretty clear that he was, at least from what we've seen so far. Yeah, he deserves a fair trial, but there should be a criminal investigation into Dr. Fauci and his actions at the NIH and his history of stealing people's research and covering up his own crimes and basically creating massive handouts for the death science industry and Big Pharma. And yet that's the guy advising Trump right now. And Trump's now become, I guess, the vaccine president. He's talking about vaccines are going to save us. Really? Why doesn't the president talk about nutrition? I mean, he could be known as the nutrition president to tell America, hey, get healthy now using things we have right now. We don't have to wait for a vaccine that might not even work. It might even be more dangerous than the virus itself. Right now, people can take vitamin C. Right now, people can have zinc supplements. Right now, people can eat healthier. Right this minute, people can do things to enhance their immune function. We don't have to wait for a vaccine. That's insane. What are we supposed to do? Just stay locked down in our homes until some miraculous future vaccine rescues us? We don't even know if the vaccine is going to work. It probably won't work. This virus, being that it's an RNA virus, mutates very rapidly. The vaccine will probably be obsolete the day it's released. And given what they put into vaccines, you know, toxic chemicals and antibiotics and aborted human fetal cells and so on, it's likely that a vaccine will be harmful. How many people is the vaccine going to kill? Will President Trump just set that aside too? Will he just look away from that and pretend it's not killing anybody? I mean, where does Trump stand on this? He's got to pick a side here. You either fight for humanity and health freedom and nutrition and good immune function, or, as it seems he is doing now, he's fighting for Big Pharma and the vaccines and the death industry and the genetic engineering of biological weapons and the Dr. Fauci's of the world and the NIH and the FDA and all the crooks at the CDC. It's a criminal cartel. And they've got America in a chokehold, and it seems like they've got the president by the balls. It's a stranglehold on our country. America will never be free if we don't defeat Big Pharma. Because Big Pharma, understand, the whole revenue model is to keep people sick, to make money off of disease and sickness, to have people locked down. I mean, they're making all kinds of record sales right now on antidepressants. And soon it'll be diabetes drugs because people are living more of a sedentary lifestyle locked in their homes. You know, cancer treatments will probably break records soon because people aren't getting vitamin D from sunlight. People aren't outside as much. They're locked down. I mean, Big Pharma, this is their ideal situation. They've got a captive target audience, basically a country of pharma prisoners who are just going to be medicated so that Big Pharma can extract all this money out of the economy and loot the pockets of the American people. And as long as they've got the president behind them, oh yeah, the president's all, you know, more drugs, more vaccines. That's where it seems we're at right now. And that's, I'm sorry, Mr. President, that is not okay. Not by a long shot. In fact, President Trump will lose, I think, a very significant portion of his supporters if he jumps in with Big Pharma and the vaccine industry. That's insane. There's no greater violation of human rights than to push mandatory vaccines. I mean, it's a violation of your physical body. It's an assault with a deadly weapon in the shape of a needle You know, vaccine mandates are, they contradict the basic tenets of the American Medical Association, medical ethics. Vaccine mandates are medical fascism and tyranny unleashed upon the world. We cannot tolerate this. We cannot stand by and allow President Trump to be consumed by the death science industry and its vaccine agenda, which, let's face it, it's basically a kill switch. It's basically euthanasia for the population. I mean, the same people pushing the vaccines are the ones who say there's too many people on the planet. They want depopulation and, you know, the Bill Gates of the world and others like him. They say there are too many people and vaccines are a good way, in their view, to reduce the population. So, gosh, how does that work? Well, it's because the vaccines are depopulation weapons, folks. And if Trump's going to jump in with the vaccine industry, then I'm jumping off the Trump train. I will not vote for President Trump if he's in bed with the vaccine industry. Not a chance. Don't even think about it. I mean, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden, don't get me wrong, because I don't think that Alzheimer's patients should be in the White House, but I just won't vote. I mean, yeah, I'll just say it. I won't vote. If Trump is a vaccine zealot, forget it. He's lost my vote and he'll lose. He'll lose the election. I mean, he can barely win the election, even when the Democrats have a zombie Alzheimer's candidate. I mean, right now, Trump's chances are very slim. But if he goes all in with the vaccine industry, he's definitely going to lose. So I thought we elected Trump to drain the swamp. Now it looks like he's becoming the swamp. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's playing, 5D chess and 6D chess and 7D chess. Maybe he's got a plan within a plan within a plan that's so incredibly brilliant that none of us can see it yet. He's going to eliminate the big pharma, you know, prison camp in America. He's going to shut down the toxic vaccine industry. He's going to reform the FDA. Okay. I don't see any evidence that that's the plan. Right now, it's what it looks like, what it sounds like, is Trump saying vaccines are going to save America. And we got to have them as soon as possible. 300 million doses. Well, that's basically a dose for every man, woman, and child in America. I mean, close to it. That's like, 90% of the population. What do you think he plans to do with those 300 million doses? He's going to make it mandatory. Because if it were not mandatory, there wouldn't be 300 million people raising their hands and saying, yeah, inject me with your experimental, unsafe, possibly deadly vaccine. It's going to be mandatory, which means it looks like Trump is going to be out there running a medical police state. Trump, the vaccine tyrant. That's where it looks like this is going. I mean, let's be honest, folks. I know some of you are out there, you're like Trump cultists. You just follow Trump no matter what he does, but I'm not one of those people. I would hope that intelligent, informed people would look at the issues one at a time and judge Trump on his actions on each issue. I'm not into a cult of personality. Trump doesn't get some kind of free pass to do anything. I mean, he needs to respect human rights and human dignity. And vaccine mandates contradict basic human rights. The right to control your own body, the right to own your own blood. It's a basic human right. It's so obvious they didn't even mention it in the Bill of Rights, but maybe there should have been a new First Amendment that you own your own body, you own your own blood. The government doesn't have the right to invade your body and surveil your blood and monitor your blood and all these things. Basic health freedoms. And frankly, that's what we're going to need to fight for after the collapse of this system. We try to rebuild a society based on certain fundamental freedoms. We've got to argue for health freedom. No mandatory vaccines. No censorship of free speech about nutritional supplements and natural remedies and cures and colloidal silver and chlorine dioxide or whatever people want to talk about that might be useful in sanitizing surfaces or stopping the virus from spreading even worse. We've got to have some freedoms that are protected. Otherwise, what do we have left? Nothing. Nothing. We'll lose every last shred of freedom if we don't stand up now and tell our president, don't go into business with the death science industry. That's the vaccine industry, the NIH, and Dr. Fauci, who belongs behind bars, in my opinion. But stay informed. Read naturalnews.com. Check out pandemic.news for frequent updates. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, praying for America and praying that our president will come to his senses and ditch the pharma felons. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.